FHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Shutdown's entered its 15th day, and some government workers, including military members, are getting paid. Some are not. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blaming the administration.
The overwhelming majority of Americans say we need help with our health care, and they're busy spending $20 billion because Trump seems to really like the leader of Argentina.
That aid going to the South American nation. The Supreme Court is taking up new congressional maps ahead of the midterm elections. CBS's Jan Crawford.
They did try to decide this case in their session last term, and they held off to really look at what could be one of the biggest constitutional issues they'll take up this term.
Peace plan holding in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken exclusively to CBS News.
It is always the responsibility of the leader of the Jewish state to make sure that the Jewish state is never imperiled with its very existence.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Northwood State Senator Mary Felskowski said she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. The state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after months of thought, prayer, and discussions with her husband. Charlie Pittman reports.
Senator Felskowski had been rumored as a potential candidate for Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky.
The government shutdown could affect November's food benefits. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state committee assembly last week, and some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. VA medical clinics in Wisconsin are offering flu shots for military veterans. The Wisconsin Rapids and the Wausau VA clinics are open for walk-ins on Thursdays from 8:30 to 3:30 through November 28th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a lingering shower possible in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, an isolated shower after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a few scattered showers with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 46.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Picture a banker, a drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people.
Time for the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by our head producer here at WFHR, Laura.
Hi.
Laura's with us. Happy to have you with us, Laura. And the best listeners in radio joined us as
That's
well.
You.
Oh, it's awesome. Thanks for being here, you guys. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. We're going to have some fun. We got a lot of good things lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Do some celebrating.
Yeah.
We have the percentage of American adults that are afraid of the dark.
Okay,
we get
sure.
into that. It is spooky season after all and everything.
It is.
We got to get into that. And speaking
Are you afraid of the dark?
Nice. We got somebody had to make the reference.
I had
somebody.
To.
Somebody. It's your generation.
That's
yeah, yeah. And speaking of spookiest cities report, the spookiest cities in the country. We will get into that a little bit. The 10 o'clock hour is going to be jam-packed. We kick it off with Art Stevenson. Art's going to be joining us as representing the Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts.
Yeah.
Cash in Hand is a Johnny Cash tribute band. We're going to talk about that with Art.
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting.
And Laura and
we love Art.
Yeah, we're just happy to talk to Art.
We always love to see Art. He's good people.
Like, we could have said, Art Stevenson's going to join us. That's it. Art's going to join us.
Art doesn't need a reason to be here.
No,
we love him.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We also have some other entertainment news to go along with that. We're going to talk a little Tim Curry, a little bit remember a R&B legend.
Sure.
And I got something on K-pop Demon Hunters that I had to save for you.
Can't wait. Only
one I know that could reference it. Really,
I have so many thoughts about that show. I don't care what it is.
Get into a couple of other things before we wrap up. We've got a cozy songs for your fall playlist.
All right, that sounds
cozy
fun.
Songs.
Cozy's excellent.
It's a good word for music. I
for
like
fall.
It. I like that. Yes, yes, I like
yeah,
that.
It's cozy season.
It is National Delivery Driver Week, and that's where I want to kick things off.
Yeah, thank your delivery driver.
We begin right away with a gigantic shout out to all of our delivery drivers out there. I don't know if they include this, but I include our rigs out there, our semi drivers.
Oh, sure.
I've mentioned many times on the air that my papa was a semi driver for 50
years. Both of my grandfathers were.
And yeah, I think you've mentioned. I don't know if you had, but I was trying to tee you up, so nice.
Yeah.
And of course, we know a couple of our listeners out there, including Kevin and some others, our
Shout
drivers.
Shout out to Kevin. It's been a minute,
you
Kevin.
Out there. And I mean, when I was a kid, when you were a kid, whenever, they've always been an important job.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say it's never been more important.
No, absolutely.
And if anything, I think that a lot of people that may not have understood how a lot of the world works, or at least let's just look at America and how we transport things and everything.
Yeah.
That how much the pandemic really brought that home.
Yeah.
That, hey, you know, a lot of this stuff, this is how you get it.
Absolutely. But also your postal workers, man, that job is not easy, especially on a day like this. It could be raining from minute to minute and it changes. Like, these poor folks still have to be out there and deliver the mail.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate them. And,
absolutely.
If you get the chance, I don't know about anybody else. Since I was a little kid, my nana and pop at the old house they had in, I think it was in Addison, or Glendale Heights.
Mm-hmm.
They were really good friends with the post worker there.
Sure.
Their delivery guy.
Yeah, that was one thing my mom actually used to do. She used to be a postal worker.
I never thought about this until recently. I saw the lady that does drops off the mail at my folks' house, and we always wave to each other and stuff. She seems very sweet. My nan and papa would make an effort to do this wherever they moved, to be friends with the post mail delivery driver. I always thought that was interesting.
I always have too. I don't know. I feel like everyone should be, you know, friendly with their postal carrier, right?
I hadn't thought much about this until just now, but I didn't know if that was like lost, if it was old school, but I think
if
that's
it's
a good
old
thing.
School, it needs to come back, and it's unreasonably old school then.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. It's nationally Delivery Driver Week, and what better way to honor them than by talking about robots that would do their job, that could do their job, or possibly do their job. So that's where they wanted to go with this article, but I want to go with a little bit more of an appreciation.
Can we not? Yeah.
Well, and honestly, the reason I'm even bringing it up is because it's not very likely.
The technology's just not there yet, guys. Like, they're just not smart enough.
And here's something
Don't
else.
Don't sell humanity's brain power short.
You're 100% right. Not only is the technology not there yet, but here's something that I want us to keep in mind going forward with tech.
All right.
Let's say it is. Let's say it was accessible. It was something. Doesn't mean we have to use it.
No.
Just because we have these things doesn't mean that we have to use them. Now, it may be in an extreme circumstance or something like that, like during a pandemic or something.
Sure. And I could hear that. But I would also say, you know, if we build up a social safety net in such a way that it wouldn't be a big deal that robots take over an entire, you know, genre of employment, so that, you know, people can still survive despite losing that job and not having that job, that would be stellar.
Shout out to Pam Yonke in the farm report that we get to have for you over on 105.5 every day. And she was touching on a little bit of this today.
Mm-hmm.
With we're importing a heck of a lot more than we're exporting because of these tariffs right now and everything. And that is adding on our delivery drivers and the tension of that in
the
industry.
There's a lot of tension right now in that industry.
And we know by now that pretty much in order to be in charge of a company, that means that you're looking to save money and make you and your board more money.
Right. And you can only do so much. And
so they're going to look for windows like this. Like it's a lot cheaper to pay a robot than it is a human being.
Right, because you're not paying a robot.
But if we don't stand for it and we don't, you know, it doesn't have to happen. And that's where I come to on this, because the idea of robots doing these jobs is very silly, and I don't think it's very likely. But there is this talk, delivery robots getting more and more common because of the drones and some of that. So we're talking about little ones here. We're not talking about something that could drive a rig.
Like the Amazon Prime drones that have been delivering
dropping off your pizza or something. These are still jobs that I want to see humans doing. I don't think we can afford to necessarily lose that, but at least it's talking about it on that level. But a new poll found 1 in 11 Americans have seen a delivery robot, and 1 in 11 don't want them. I'm sorry, 1 in 11 are all that want them. So 98%, 99% of Americans don't want these delivery robots at any level.
Right. 10 out of 11 Americans are not a fan.
Yeah. 35% are opposed to the idea as well as of any type of like delivery robot.
Sure.
That said, most people in 2025 would still rather get their food delivered by an actual person. 61% prefer humans over, you know, anything else.
Yeah. And honestly, just listen to us, man. Come on.
I don't think that
I don't think they care.
No, I agree, because they're always going to, the money's going to come first. But again, I think this is one of those things where, so let's say this company is using drones.
Sure.
You don't use that company.
Right.
Like, you just don't use
that
company.
That's all you got to do.
Like, you work around. Now, I understand, again, that there are some times where you can't avoid using a certain company or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's where, hopefully, other businesses pop up. And they offer services that don't have a drone delivery or something. I'm not trying to put robots out of work. I don't mean
I
to do that. But I also don't care.
They need to take a seat for a while.
I said it. Look.
And that's why I can say it, because I also don't care.
I'm
not going to be hurting a robot's feelings right now.
No, I don't really care.
I don't care.
I did have in my head,
not
though,
even an AI chatbot. Don't get fooled. Those are not real feelings. Stop it.
I did have pop in my head the idea of a robot like meeting. Like that, them trying to unionize.
Oh, I saw a YouTube video not too long ago where it was two chatbots talking to each other. Like one was on an Amazon Kindle and the other was on like the desktop of a guy's computer or something.
Oh boy.
And he was trying to guide the conversation, and they just kept going in a loop about starting this conversation. They never actually, that was all it was.
That's pretty good, actually.
It was incredible.
What was it? We used to have like where you'd get a call that you didn't want or something. You put it down and you put it by the phone, you know, or by the TV, or something like that, so that it was just talking to the TV.
That's basically what it was. Like, this person sat down with his Kindle turned on his chatbot and his computer turned on his chatbot, and he posed the situation to them.
I love this.
It was great.
That's where that's what you should be using AI for. Is just
proving a point.
Strictly just entertainment, or proving a point. That's it. Like, that's really the end of sentence. That's all we really need it for. Because AI can't do certain things. They can't grow you the world's biggest pumpkin.
No, they cannot.
We got a California grower.
Only people can do that.
Yeah, a California grower's 2,346-pound pumpkin was dubbed the top gourd at the 2025 Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh Off in Half Moon Bay, California.
I can't even imagine the size of that pumpkin based on that weight.
I'm
like, is there a human near it for scale?
Yeah, that's
oh my word.
These when they show these, and we've seen a couple of these.
If a average sized adult human laid on the ground, it's about that wide. It's like squarish in dimensions, right? So like an average sized human lays, and that cube is about how much ground space that pumpkin is taking up.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is massive.
It's a really big pumpkin. It looks fake.
It's probably, 4 feet tall?
Yeah. It doesn't look like it can be real. That's the only reason
it
looks
insane.
Fake. It's not, but Santa Rosa man Brandon Dawson, whose 2,465-pound pumpkin was the runner-up in 2024's Weigh Off, took the top spot this year. I believe it's the same.
Can you give me that weight again?
Yeah. That is 2,465 pounds.
Wow.
That's a lot of pumpkin pie.
That is a lot of pumpkin, just in general.
All I can think about is turning it into pumpkin pie. Oh, make the world's biggest pumpkin pie.
Out of the world's biggest pumpkin.
Did we just figure out the record we should break? That's the record we should break. The world's biggest pumpkin pie.
Well, I mean, we could, except that at Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest, they drop that bad boy. We don't
That's
get
right.
to
we'll,
make
we'll
a pie
it
out of
we'll
it.
We'll tie it in together. We'll tie it in together.
We'll make them drop it on a very sanitary tarp so yes, we can catch all the pieces.
I'll be honest with you, tarp or no tarp, I'm happy. Some of that.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Aw, the world's largest pumpkin pie was created by the New Bremen Giant Pumpkin Growers in New Bremen, Ohio on September 25th in 2010. It weighed 3,699 pounds and had a diameter of 20 feet.
A 20-foot pie?
We could outdo that. Come on, Wisconsin. You're going to let Ohio have that record?
What are we going to do? On. Build it on a boat?
I don't care. I don't care. I just want to do it. I don't care how we do it. That's for other people to figure out, Laura. I'm a creative.
I'm the creative.
I'm not the doer.
Look, I'm the thinker.
Here's the idea. Do
I'm the dreamer of dreams.
Travis Gager, who won last year's contest with a 2,471-pound pumpkin, said the pumpkin he attempted to grow for this year's weigh-off ended up splitting earlier in the season.
It's a bummer when that happens.
It's interesting you bring up our friends in Nakusa and their great giant pumpkin. Confess that they do every year. We shout them out. They do a great job with that every year. Getting the chance to talk to the pumpkin growers that try to compete for this.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of the rules of this. I did not know that there were so many rules. I shouldn't say so many, but there were a lot of rules to it.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of the rules, but I remember listening to the news bite that Mel did with Heather about it. And oh my gosh, that was fascinating.
They can't be cracked.
Yeah, they keep an umbrella over it on super sunny days, and they keep a heater going, and oh my goodness.
These growers, like a lot of the, like pretty much all of our ag industry, what you see is literally the surface of the work that they put into these things. They put a lot of time into them.
Yeah, thank a farmer, and thank your package delivery driver.
The Weigh-Off offers a $30,000 bonus prize if the winner breaks the world record, a feat Griner achieved when he won the 2023 competition, and now he's won it again. So
fantastic.
I can see $30,000 is a good reason to try to break a record.
Yeah, sure.
Like, that's a pretty good reason there. Yeah. You can find more at upi.com of this one for you, everybody. We'll take a quick break, come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Laura and James taking you through your morning at WFHR.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday. Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a lingering shower possible in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, an isolated shower after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a few scattered showers with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Come on, baby, let the good time roll. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul. Come on, baby.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, and it's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. I like big Great bumper choices, Seth. Nicely done with those. I like those. We appreciate our good friends. Nice. 3 points for Laura. Made a shot.
All right.
We appreciate our friends at El Cafe. Get on over there today, everybody, and treat yourself. They got a birria skillet over there that sounds really good. Hot breaded pork tenderloin.
Ooh.
I love pork tenderloin. That's good stuff.
Well, and you can never go wrong with a skillet.
Check it out, everybody. They got all of that. And pie. So much pie.
God, you got to try one of those pies.
Get on over there. Let me live vicariously through you. Get on over to El Cafe today.
Send pictures of your pies, please, using the Civic Media app to James.
Yes, yes. Please do. Please do. Pre-eaten. I don't want to see it eaten.
No, that's just not just hurt crumbs my and crust on the plate.
That's just going to hurt my.
You know what to do, everyone.
Get it to us, everybody, and visit our friends to get those pictures taken at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
Yeah.
And of course, we want more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
We sure do.
You can email us info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, whether it's WFHR or WIRI. We'll get it. And of course, call on up.
That's right. 715-424-2600. We'll get me and James right here, right now. But if you'd rather talk to Pam, you can call 424-1300.
I wouldn't blame you. I mean,
Neither would I.
Talking to Pam is fun.
Well, and live radio's scary.
Yes, it can be. Yes, yes. As we find out every day.
We're weirdos.
Yes. We're just built for this. That's not necessarily a good thing. That's
be thoughtful.
We encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Laura, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. So right up the gate, we want to wish a happy 31st birthday to Mark and Jody Lubeck.
Happy birthday to Mark and anniversary.
Anniversary. Did I say birthday?
I think you did.
I'm sorry. I got
happy
distracted.
Happy anniversary, Mark and Jody. I was very confused why there were two names on a birthday.
Yeah, it'd be weird to have a...
Maybe they were twins.
I don't know.
Guess,
yeah. Mark and Jody, happy 31st anniversary. Especially...
Absolutely. Congratulations.
I shouldn't have messed that up. Mark and Jody have been nice enough to get us this anniversary every year. I feel like we've been celebrating with them.
Thank you for listening. You guys rock.
Yeah. Enjoy your day, guys. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifiers celebrating their 42nd anniversary, Doug and Sue Berg.
Oh, happy anniversary. Nice name.
That's why I was distracted.
It's just a little bit different.
It's a little different. They spelled a little different.
We are not related, I promise.
That's at the odds of that. It was just
but how cool. Congrats and happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy 42nd, Doug and Sue. Enjoy your day. We encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, strangers, and that you are our qualifier for today.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at who you share your birthdays and anniversaries with. Let's see. Paul Walter Hauser is 39. Good character actor.
Mm-hmm.
He is Stingray on Cobra Kai, Mole Man in the new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, sure.
He is the voice of Embarrassment in Inside Out 2.
Yeah.
He did a really good job as Mole Man in Fantastic Four.
Sure.
That Fantastic Four was really good.
I believe it.
Kesha Cole is 44.
Oh, cool.
Keisha Cole. R&B singer. Heaven Sent. Mm-hmm. I believe that's her big hit. A fellow R&B singer who's 10 years older, Genuine, is 55.
Ooh.
Pony.
That's the one.
It's the one.
That's the song you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And another singer celebrating a birthday that we also celebrated on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, Kimberly Shopman from Little Big Town is 56.
Oh, cool.
A couple of big hits from them over there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
They're kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Just a little big town, though.
Dominic West is 56. Good character actor. You know him if you've seen him. One of those faces.
Sure.
You know you've seen him before. Prince Charles in season 5 and 6 of The Crown. He was also in Downton Abbey. And for a lot of us, Detective Jimmy on The Wire is where you know him a lot. Good actor. Good actor. Strong actor.
Well, you don't get on Downton Abbey if you're not a good actor. Yeah, I'm sorry. You just don't.
Yeah, it's very true. That's such a feather in the cap, certain shows.
It is one of those shows.
And everything. Let's see. Paige Davis is 56, Trading Spaces.
Yeah.
Eric Benet is 59, R&B singer. He was married to Halle Berry for a while there.
He was.
He's got a couple of good songs from back in the day. Sarah, Duchess of York, is 66.
Aw.
Let's see here.
Sarah, what was her last name? Was it Ferguson?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Fergie used to be married to Prince Andrew. Then she's been in and out of the public eye.
Yeah.
The way the tabloids are over there
in
England.
It's just really cruel. And that's us saying that.
Like, ours are pretty negative and pretty bad.
Yeah.
But there's also kind of like this understanding here of, like, I know a lot of people, you know, watch TMZ and all those things. I get that.
Right.
But there's also kind of this, like, understanding here that even if you watch that stuff, you don't necessarily think very highly of the paparazzi and all that.
No.
They've got a different standard, like, out there.
It's where, very different.
Like, it's almost a respected, I say that very loosely, but respected profession almost to a degree.
But in a different way, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's different. But, hey,
all of
whatever.
It's nasty.
All yeah, of it's all nasty. Gross, though.
And I don't know a single thing about this lady, but I don't think anybody deserves to be, like, you
the
know,
way that she's been anything. Treated. Yeah. Yeah,
I literally couldn't tell you, like, anything about her at all.
But I don't know but who don't she is as a person. Yeah,
but I know she don't deserve.
I know what
that.
Her face looks like. I can see it in my head right now. So I remember her.
Legendary funny man Larry Miller, 72. He was the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You. Mm-hmm. He's been the dad in the billion things.
He's a go-to dad.
He was Dean Richmond in Ed Murphy's Nutty Professor. Mm-hmm. He was in Boston Legal for a while. Again, one of the better character actors mm-hmm. you've ever seen is Larry Miller. Also, I believe Larry Miller was a stand-up comedian, too, I think, for a little while.
That makes sense.
Richard Carpenter from The Carpenters is 79.
Oh, okay.
Rainy Days and Mondays.
I love The Carpenters. Karen Carpenter is one of my favorite singers to have ever existed.
One of my favorite drummers.
You know what? That's fair. You can have that.
I love drummers that are get into, like, you can tell that they're really into it, that they're enjoying it. And like when you got to see her playing, like, she's very.
When she was allowed to just be a drummer, it was so cool to watch her.
I think part of the reason why I like and still like Meg White so much is because of
their
Karen
style
Carpenter.
Was pretty similar, actually, now that you bring that up. I've never really thought about it.
And I, like. I'm not a Carpenters guy. I don't have anything against them.
I've
never really listened
person.
To a lot of their music.
Mm-hmm.
But I love bands like that. That I don't know how any era. I don't know an era that they couldn't have been a hit.
Right? Like they were just so cool. Like Karen was so much cooler than she knew. It sucked. Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah. Tanya Roberts was celebrating people who are no longer with us. Tanya Roberts, born on this day in 1949. Donna's mother, Midge, on that 70s show.
Mm.
She was also Julie in Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I love her.
And she was Sheena and the Bond girl, Stacy, in A View to a Kill, one of my favorite Bond movies.
She was honestly great as Donna's mom.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
I loved that. That dynamic between Donna and her parents and her weird parents. Like, it was spectacular. She was great.
Tito Jackson, born on this day in 1953, of course, one of the members of the Five Jacksons.
Yeah, one of those Jacksons.
And one of the songwriters for the Jacksons, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tito ever really got the credit for that.
No, I think that's one of those things. Most of the people in that family didn't get a lot of credit for what they did, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Penny Marshall, born on this day in 1943, one of all of our favorite directors, favorite actors.
Love her.
Obviously, Laverne DeFazio. Yep. DeFazio, I believe it was. I just love the way she used to say DeFazio. DeFazio.
That's right.
Oh, God, it was good.
Laverne and Shirley.
It's one of the greatest shows of all time. It really is. It's a great, great
one of the greatest intros of all time.
Yes.
Like that the theme song and the intro that they filmed for that, it's perfect.
To Laura's point, it was like 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago, but I had a student, we were doing a sketch, and she just out of nowhere, she thinks of something, grabs one of the other students, this other girl, pulls her up there, she puts her arm around her, they look at each other, and they start doing the theme song.
Schlemiel.
They couldn't have been more than 18 or 19, these two, and they started doing that. Like, that theme song is eternal. You're so right about that. And if that was the end of what we say about Penny Marshall, that'd be amazing. That'd be great.
But it's not.
Nope. Went behind the director's chair and gave us one of the greatest baseball movies of all time with
For
A League
sure.
of Their Own.
Mm-hmm.
She also really, and this is Tom Hanks saying this, Penny Marshall casting Tom Hanks in Big set him up for Philadelphia, for Forrest Gump.
No, it set him up for a lot.
For all of these other things.
Yeah.
And I think some people forget from time to time, Tom Hanks was nominated for a Best Leading Man for Big. Like, he didn't win.
He didn't win
that
one.
But he was nominated
one,
for Best Actor for that role.
You know he got noticed.
And she doesn't get the credit for Big. You know? It's a great
people
movie.
Don't think about Big like that. They really don't. It was a fun movie, but people don't think about it critically that way.
She brought Denzel and Whitney together in The Preacher's Wife. Great movie as well. But I, all these movies, fantastic. It's not a good movie, but as a kid, there were certain movies they'd play all the time.
Sure.
And Whoopi Goldberg's Jumpin' Jack Flash, they would play all the time.
Yes.
And Penny Marshall directed that too.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Also, Mario Puzo, born on this day, 1920, author of The Godfather.
Aw. Cool.
One of the better like books ever written about.
Sure.
And it is a fiction tale, though. It mm-hmm. is fictional. Right. The Godfather.
It is a novel.
If you are watching any mob movie, TV show, commercial, book,
it's not
anything,
real life. Don't pretend it
real.
Is.
It's not real. Trust me. We wish everybody a happy birthday and anniversary out there celebrating. Keep getting your birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. We want to celebrate with you and our great friends at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. They're over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. I'm going to take a news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. And when we come back, what is the percentage of adults that are still afraid of the dark?
Ooh.
Coming up on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The high school football playoffs will be different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska reports.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. The new system, which was supported by nearly 90% of coaches before implementation, essentially rewards teams that win, and especially by defeating good teams. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website.
Portage County is hosting a virtual public information meeting later this month to share updates from its countywide traffic safety study. The virtual meeting will take place on Tuesday, October 28th from 6 to 7 p.m., Portage County Planning and Zoning Planner Kristen Johnson said, quote, "This study is about listening to the community and using that feedback to guide our approach to roadway safety. By combining data from our demonstration projects with input from residents, we can build a safety action plan that reflects the needs of Portage County," end quote. The meeting will share data collected from roadway safety demonstration projects installed in the county from April through October. Community members will have the opportunity to provide feedback during the meeting. You can register by visiting the county website at co.portage.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news anytime and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
The Crew loses game two. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped 2 of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Introducing your new Dell PC with the Intel Core Ultra Processor. It helps you handle a lot, even when your holiday to-do list gets to be a lot. Like organizing your holiday shopping and searching for great holiday deals and customer questions and customers requesting custom things, plus planning the perfect holiday dinner for vegans, vegetarians, pescatarians, and Uncle Mike's carnivore diet. Luckily, you can get a PC with all-day battery life to help you get it all done. That's the power of a Dell PC with Intel Inside, backed by Dell's Price Match Guarantee. Get yours today at Dell.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. See Dell.com for details.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a lingering shower possible in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, an isolated shower after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a few scattered showers with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. It's 48 degrees at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Got some good things coming up for you, everybody. Don't forget, at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have Art Stevenson joining us.
Looking
forward
are.
To hanging out with Art and talking about the Cash in Hand Johnny Cash
tribute band.
Yeah. It's going to be coming to town. Looking forward to that. Some childhood fears, can feel a little silly looking back on them.
Sure.
I think that that's part of being young.
Well, it's part of growing up.
Right, right. And I think...
I mean, how many of us were terrified of bugs as kids and now are only mildly scared of bugs
as
adults?
Insects have never bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's part of growing up in the city and dealing with some city insects.
You had a very different insect experience than I did as a child.
But when I first moved out here and I was living in Rome, there was like no houses near my Nana Papa's house, mm-hmm. but there was one way down, and I got to be friends with one of the kids over there. And I go over there to play one day, and we're running around the house, and he runs and he stops right away, and he's like, "Oh, cool, walking stick," and then he just keeps running, and I don't know what he's talking about, and so I look where he's looking, and I don't see anything but a stick just hanging on the side of the house,
and it's a bug, and you have no idea.
Had no idea, what it was. It's the first and last time an insect has ever freaked me out, because then it started to move, and I didn't know that there were bugs.
Didn't know it was coming. You were
man, that was freaky.
Yeah.
That was weird. That's the only time that's ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. Any other bug I've never really been worried about. But when it comes to phobias, I've been very honest on the air. I had one for a very long time about driving.
Yeah.
I was in a number of accidents growing up. Didn't get my license until later in life, in part because of that. But it is a phobia that I killed, I destroyed,
mm-hmm.
and I like to bring that up because there are a lot of people out there dealing with phobias
mm-hmm.
that think that it can't be done.
Oh, yeah.
And there is no way in the world I should be driving with the things I went through and the stuff that it did to me, the way it messed with me, the way that it can trigger me.
Yeah.
But I do it every day.
Yes,
and
you do.
Don't think twice about it. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to being afraid of the dark, it's one of those fears that I feel like nobody should have that fear.
That's fair.
I don't think anybody should have to have it.
But it also makes sense.
Completely. And
it's
not
a perfectly reasonable, understandable fear.
Whether it's clowns, it's the dark, it's the basement, it's Kevin Costner, whatever it is that you are allergic to or you have a phobia of, it's understandable.
Sure.
It's also, I think, it should be also noted just as much that it can be beaten. And it's important for people to know that.
Yeah.
In a new survey, 29% of American adults admit that they are still afraid of the dark.
Okay.
29% of adults.
Yeah, that sounds right.
In fact, 24% say that they sleep with a nightlight on, 10% prefer to sleep with the lights on, and men are more likely to admit this than women.
Oh, well.
And I think there's a positive in that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, guys, it's all right to admit you have, like...
Any fear.
We need to rewrite this narrative that when you own up to things, that is manly. That is whatever you need to get to that
vulnerability
point.
Is masculine.
Yeah, yeah.
Vulnerability is human, and it's attractive no matter who you are.
Yeah. On the flip side, 28% of people say that they love watching horror movies and love the dark. And some people enjoy being scared, so there could be some overlap between some of that as far as loving the dark and loving...
Prefer the dark because I get chronic migraines.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I usually am sitting in the dark, especially if I'm looking at a screen.
Men are more likely to love horror movies than women, 33% versus 24%. That is not my experience.
That is also not my experience.
Not mine at all. I know very few guys that like even care about horror movies, but I've known a lot of women that do. But men are more likely to admit to... Men are more likely to love the horror movies than women, but men are also more likely to admit to having nightmares from watching scary movies.
Sure.
So they're more likely to do that.
I wonder what the population of this survey is.
I feel that way with a lot of these things. Yes,
right.
28% of people say that they are more likely to wake up in the middle of the night after watching a horror movie. 22% say that they are more likely to have worse sleep, and 12% say that they are more likely to sleep for fewer hours.
Yeah, that's all. Honestly, yeah, sure.
I don't know. This is one of those ones where horror movies, they're lost on me.
I don't mind horror movies. I just don't like gore.
Well,
And I prefer a horror movie that's actually just a comedy in a mask.
Sure.
I don't really care for actual horror movies too much.
I'm a little surprised. Horror movies have had a kind of rise in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
They've become more popular.
I blame millennials.
In part because of, certainly that's part of it.
Yep.
But also for production companies and everything, they tend to be cheaper.
Sure.
They tend to be a little easier to make. You don't need the star power.
Yeah.
A lot of that. And if you are fortunate enough, like, I don't know, that Smile movie or some other ones.
Yeah.
If you do even somewhat well in the box office, you can get a sequel. So you can make a chain, and you got IP.
And you get eyes on you as an actor.
You notice this right now with the It franchise. They can't stop making It movies and TV shows.
No, they can't.
They got that IP. It's popular. It does well. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to keep making them.
Yep.
And it's low-hanging fruit. It's easy. A lot of people like that. But for me, I'm a little surprised by it just because I don't see anything new. I don't know the last new horror version or movie I saw.
Honestly, the only new horror movies I've ever seen are the ones that are comedies in a mask.
Yeah.
Everything else is just so standard.
The industry to me has gotten very stale.
Yeah.
It's gotten very boring, and I have not seen anything. Like, I did like some of the Jordan Peele stuff because I felt like it was
taking it in a
different way of scaring somebody, a different
it
way.
It elevated the horror to a level of social, of like society, and that is scary.
I uh, I I grew up seeing plenty of horror movies, but it was the suspense movies that always got me.
Yeah.
Like a horror movie never made me look over my shoulder.
I don't like gore unless it's in a comedy.
But a suspense movie, a good Hitchcock movie or something like that. Yeah.
A thriller, even.
I feel like those do a better job of it.
Yeah.
Of actually scaring you. What actual scares.
Well, and the other thing about horror, like, are we counting ghost hunting movies and shows?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Is that horror or is that a documentary? What is that? Is it fiction? I'm sorry, it's not fiction. I'm just being funny.
Yeah.
That's my job.
Yes, it was. But it's a great question. It's a great question of like where that falls.
Right, I wonder what their parameters are.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Aaliyah.
You brought up another good point in here too, I want to start knowing with these surveys. This is a big part of our show, doing surveys or some of these things. I want to know where they're taking these surveys. Are they done online so it's people from all over the world, or is it in Albuquerque? Are they doing
who responded even? Like, let's say they did it online, but they only got, you know, people aged 50 and up that responded. Like, that's skewed.
These surveys, I feel like, would be a lot more fun if we just had a little more data, a little more details.
I want you to tell me what the population of your survey is. That's all I want. Yeah.
I do like that they usually include the number of people that they surveyed.
Which is huge. That's helpful.
That helps. That does help.
That's something.
If you are somebody that is afraid of the dark or that, you feel free to call up and let us know. Or if you've conquered that fear or something, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you about anything. It really doesn't matter. Call up and just join the conversation, everybody. We're looking forward to talking with you, and we're looking forward to coming back and getting into what are the spookiest cities. Spookiest cities in America.
Spooky.
We're getting into some of that coming up on the morning show.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs, don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
In August, Patty and Eddie of Cabins on the Lake in Friendship lost their home in a devastating fire. These two people are always the first to help others, and now it's our turn to help them. Join us for a fun benefit Saturday, November 1st from noon until 5 p.m. at Connell's Cedar Shack in Adams. Music, food, live and silent auctions with awesome prizes, 50-50s, and lots of fun. All proceeds go to assist Patty and Eddie rebuild. Join us November 1st at Connell's Cedar Shack, just south of Adams on Highway 13. You'll have a good time for a great cause.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds out there for your Wednesday afternoon. A light east breeze and highs in the mid-50s. Overnight, scattered clouds in lower 40s. On Thursday, clouds thicken back up. We'll have gusty winds and some showers developing. Highs in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 48.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio. Laura and James here. We're going to take you to the top of the hour. Art Stevenson going to join us at the top of the 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Talk about Cash in Hand.
Yeah, we will.
Johnny Cash tribute band coming to Pittsville. We'll talk about that in the Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts. But right now, the state we got a state report on the most ghostly sightings in America. Which state has got the most ghostly sightings in America? According to this latest survey, it is, survey says, Wyoming.
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 Yeah, leads. Okay. So the last time we did a list similar to this, they said Nevada. And so they're kind of in the same direction, right? The whole Western thing.
Vinta.com did this report and everything. And we tend to go through these once a year, you know, and stuff. And especially when they have a spookiest cities report. We're going to do this in October. Some of the key takeaways. Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, Estes Park, Colorado, and El Paso, Texas are some of these spookiest cities in America.
I am shocked I didn't think of Gettysburg myself.
I know.
I've been there several times. It was one of my favorite places to go when I lived in D.C. Whenever we needed to just get the heck out of the house, what we did is they have a CD version of a tour of the grounds of Gettysburg. And so I had very young kids at the time. And so sometimes if I just needed to get the heck out of the house and go somewhere where I didn't have to really bring my kids out of the car, I would go to Gettysburg and I would pop that CD in and just take a guided tour.
There's certain places I feel like I have to go to. That's one of them. I have to be
It is a really interesting place.
Wyoming, North Dakota, and Vermont are the spookiest states of 2025. Based on ghost sightings per 1,000 residents and haunted places per 1,000 residents.
Okay, so it's per capita. That's interesting.
That's pretty interesting. So Wyoming, North Dakota, and
Vermont.
It's
almost like a ghosts per capita count, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's a great phrasing. That needs to be new phrasing.
Yeah, they should have done better on that headline.
That's all over the map, too. I mean, I know Wyoming, North Dakota, not too far apart, but you know, Vermont, way over on the other side and stuff. I would have expected more East Coast cities, just, again, the older...
The age. Yeah. Right, but you've also got to think of the trauma, right? Because that's how, again, that's the running theory on how ghosts happen, right? You got to think about locations that have excess trauma, and the East Coast and...
Yeah.
In the West is going to be those spots.
Searches for ghost tours near me are up 128% from last year.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Get out there.
The top cities with the highest number of reported ghost sightings are El Paso, Texas with 197.
Sure.
Austin, Texas with 115.
Okay.
And Corpus Christi, Texas with 105.
Get out there, Texas.
Texas seeing stuff.
Check out your ghosts.
Yeah, yeah. As Halloween draws near, Americans are once again turning their attention to haunted places, ghost stories, and paranormal adventures.
Cool.
From eerie cities steeped in history to remote towns.
All right.
So a lot of these areas that we're talking about here are getting a lot of traction right now.
Sure.
And taking a look at this list, so the top 10, I don't see anything in Wisconsin, but I do see Indiana and Iowa at number 9 and Indiana at number 10.
Sure.
Where does Wisconsin ranks 18th.
Okay.
18th.
That's respectable.
Out of the most haunted states.
Yeah, that's a respectable number.
Most ghost sightings, you know, that they're seeing in a
state. Yeah. 18th is respectable.
Right between Missouri and New Mexico.
You know what? Yeah, I'll take that.
So, also kind of interesting to me, Alaska is at 13 on the list.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I don't know why, but that's kind of interesting to me, I guess.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have expected that.
I would imagine Alaska is very haunted.
Yeah, I could see it.
I would imagine.
I just don't know enough about Alaska. So
sure, fair.
You know, other than there's not a whole lot of people.
Okay.
You know, and there's penguins. Are there penguins in Alaska?
I don't know.
There are, actually.
I'd need to research that. I don't know penguin locations around the globe, James. That's your category.
And of all the people that should know better, it should be me. That's penguinism.
Yeah,
Just because it's cold, I'm just assuming that
there
are penguins. That's not... Yeah, I need to be better.
Do better.
I would like to apologize to all the penguins.
You've embarrassed the penguins.
Don't mean to do that. I will waddle out of the room now.
You will, because your back hurts.
This is something... This is something that... it's cool to see the rise of this being brought back.
Sure.
And it's... I think it's not surprising if you think about a lot of the context of a lot of the subjects of things we've talked about over the last 2 years.
Sure.
And this probably even dates back to the pandemic, but more and more, if people are going to do something, they want to experience.
Yep.
They don't want to just go to something just to go to something. They want an experience. They want to make a memory.
Yep.
Ghost trails, ghost walks, ghost things like that. I could see that being that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
It's
another thing I blame millennials for.
It's an acquired taste, but, yeah. You know, but I get it. The other thing we've been seeing a real rise of, and I don't know if I got the numbers in or not the other day, but I meant to, corn mazes and people going to corn mazes.
Oh, sure.
Haunted
so they're
corn
doing
mazes.
Fall seasonal things more often. People are getting out and enjoying their community more, James. Is that what you're saying?
Is that the pattern we're seeing? Yes, yes.
Oh, are we building community, James?
Another thing to note in these is very affordable things that they're doing.
There are free things happening in this town every dang day.
It's cool to see. I have not seen the data on it, but I'm hopeful that with all of these other things that hay rides are being brought back and stuff too.
How cool.
Why would we get rid of hay? Why are hay rides? They're not going. You don't see them as much.
We're always going to have hay.
Gotta. Yeah. It's fun. Like this time of year.
Yeah.
Like that, you know, having a fire burn.
Well, pretty much everywhere that has a corn maze is also going to have a hay ride.
Gotta. Yeah.
They're just gonna.
Yeah.
And both of those things are a great time.
It's cool to me that not only these things are still popular and everything, but we're seeing this rise in them, especially with younger people, with the younger generations.
I love this. I love seeing people getting out into their community and doing stuff.
And
it's so cool.
When it comes to all of these things that we're talking about here, if only there was a local nonprofit that did something very similar, that encompassed these things. And, you know, if only they joined us on the Rapids Report routinely.
Ooh, James, is there one of those?
Well, you know, I guess, you know what? There is. The Historic Point Bob.
Wow!
Yeah, I was leading up to this, everybody.
You can head on over to the Wakely House at Historic Point Bass in Nakusa for their Spirit Walk, right?
Yep. Coming up Saturday, October 18th, and then the next weekend on the 25th. They take groups at 6 o'clock and then again at 8:30, but you want to get there a little before 8:30.
What a great time.
The
Spirit Walk is so cool.
It's educational fun. Mm-hmm. It is living, breathing history. It's a museum that you can walk all around and feel and touch and smell.
They have volunteer actors coming to portray the spirits of former residents of the land in the area there. It's really, really cool.
It's a really fun experience. I believe that I was asking my mom and dad about this. I'm pretty sure it's the first like kind of event thing we did when we moved to this area was
That's
the Spirit
awesome.
Walk. And I just felt, I loved it. I thought it was, it was really, it got me. It still does. I've done it at least 6 or 7 times in my life. And there's no reruns with this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, 1 year I went to the 6 o'clock and then I went to the one, like it was right before 9 actually, because it was I think they did it a little bit later a while back. And it was so different. Both of them were so different, even that day, even going to a same day one and stuff. They have a lot of fun with these. They do a great job with them. Mm-hmm. And it is buying local, supporting local, helping keep history alive and well over there. And listen to this. The prices for adults, $5. For students, $3.
Yep.
If you are a Historic Point Boss member, you get in for free. That price has been the same price that you have always paid for that.
Yeah.
It's very important to them to keep those prices affordable for families.
And you need to support businesses that do that.
Yes. They have our back. Let's have theirs. Find out more at historicpointboss.com, historicpointboss.com, and encourage you to check out the Rapids Report interview with Mike and the gang. That was a lot of
fun. It's true. It was part of what we did for the Visit Rapids interview this past month.
Not only a good one there, but a good story here. And I've owned this before. I do a lot of cow stories. My youngest, Isabel, that is her favorite animal.
It's true. That's what I've heard.
So I just have a sixth sense for cow stories. And a mystery cow found wandering loose on a Pennsylvania highway was successfully roped by a man on horseback, but the bovine's origins remain unknown.
What year is this?
Exactly.
What in the cowboy happened?
Yeah, the cow held up traffic Wednesday when it was spotted along the median of Interstate 79 near Cranberry Township in Evans City in Butler County.
Very cool.
Local farer Kyle Carson heard about the situation and offered his services to local authorities. He responded to the scene with his horse, aptly named Highway.
You can't write this stuff.
So many good things here.
It's so good. All right.
Cruz spotted where the traffic had stopped, so he rode over there, and Pennsylvania State Police kind of held things off for him, and then he literally just roped this cow on the highway and brought it back.
Of course.
The video is awesome, by the way, too.
Oh, how cool.
And you can't necessarily see it. Like the definition isn't the greatest, but I have no doubt under that cowboy hat, he's got a big smile on his face.
Oh, for sure.
Like, how great does this got to feel to be doing this on a major highway?
He got to do cowboy stuff, like real cowboy stuff.
A shout out to the Pennsylvania State Police Department too, doing a great job of roping this off. But also, like we all know how highway life can be. It can be pretty hectic. A lot of yelling. A lot of like that stuff. Everybody very just like locked in on this cow and just wanting to
and
know
highway
how it worked
the
out.
Horse.
Yeah. And Highway the Horse. Yes. Shout out to Highway the Horse.
100% shout out to Highway the Horse.
There's no way when he named that horse Highway or whoever named that horse Highway
and not end up in this situation.
They could know that this was going
to
happen.
Also, shout out to the mystery cow. Mystery cows happen, I guess.
Mystery cow. Didn't see
they
that
haven't
on
tracked
our,
down the mystery of this cow yet.
I did not have that on our morning show.
What
bingo.
Color was this mystery cow?
Black and white. Black
oh,
and white.
All right.
Pretty simple. Actually, a little more black than usual.
Okay.
Just to me,
just
at least.
Standard cow. A little more. All right.
It seems like the spots are opposite. Like, it usually seems like it's a black,
so it's a black cow with white spots.
It seems like that. It looks like it to me. It's something interesting. But that's a great story. You can find it at upi.com.
Yeah.
I love those stories. Can't get enough of those. Wanted to also mention that we have a great guest joining us at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
Yes, we do.
Art Stevenson going to be here in just a few. He is joining us from the Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Cash in Hand.
Yes, we are.
A Johnny Cash tribute band coming to the Pittsfield area. We're going to tell you the details of that when you can check out that show. And what the I also want to talk to Art a little bit about what Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts is.
Sure.
Get into that a little bit with him. We'll talk about that. And of course, 10 o'clock hour is going to have some entertainment news. Laura and I are going to get into that cozy fall playlist.
It's going to be cozy as heck, guys.
Got some music for you to check out there. And plenty more coming up right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court is hearing a challenge to Louisiana's congressional maps and whether race can be used as a factor in drawing electoral districts. Janae Nelson with the NAACP's Legal Defense Fund.
My opponent's late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
The outcome could flip some states from blue to red. Day 15 of the shutdown and many government workers won't get paychecks. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
It's important that there still be good faith discussions between Republicans and Democrats.
New measles outbreak among kids in South Carolina is raising concerns. Dr. Ashley Gardner at Parkside Pediatrics in Spartanburg.
The miscommunications that can happen sometimes lead to a decrease in vaccine rates.
CDC says measles vaccine is safe and effective. CBS News Brief.